Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Some kids have
and some kids don't. Oh, sneezins is pleasing. Sneezins is pleasing.
I don't know, but I like it. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Cats in L.A. this week. And Denver. I'm in Las Vegas this week and next week. Hilton Head in June. And then I'm not traveling for a long time. Doug, you going anywhere?
Thursday and Friday, I'm in Georgia.
This week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing?
The audience is going to get a little taste of what it would be like. Mm-hmm. Dot, dot, dot. Sea Monster Hootie. I'm gonna use my one-time Sea Monster play since I'm only doing three shows this week. In the second hour of the week, who is going to be doing the show on Thursday and Friday? This is kind of fascinating.
Hello,
Nurse
CZ.
Nurse
CZ.
Nancy.
Hello, CZ.
Chasey. Lane.
Hello, CZ.
Nurse. Doug, watch this. Nurse.
Yeah.
Nancy.
Even that didn't make it work.
I'm actually legitimately interested in this. Iggy, do you know?
You're not going
to
know.
Any wires you could cross to get
that
microphone?
He just put the mic up.
Me, Plowsy, and Sea Monster are doing a show.
When you weren't here the other day, there's a little tell when Seymour is not talking to you for any reason. He puts the mic way up high.
Oh, really?
So you know he's not reaching for that. So if you're going to talk to him, you're going to get nothing.
Okay, he's typing it now. Ben Fred will be in on both days, Charlie on Thursday, and Joe Roderick on Friday. And there it is.
All right.
The Rod Man.
The Rod Man coming.
Sounds like a fabulous ensemble.
You going to get up early and stream?
No, I won't. Maybe I'll listen on the way out of town.
You're not going to listen.
I got to drive to Macon, Georgia for wedding of my nephew.
Loading up the family trucks. Are the boys all going?
John Vaughn's going.
They're all going.
They finna drive with you?
Well, he can't get off work, so he'll have to fly later.
But oh, Ball So Hard University. You know. Private into Macon?
No, not private. It's not Ball So Hard. It's his job won't let him off until till after he works.
Are you part of that share program with Jets that some of the athletes have where you pay a fee each month and you can go wherever you want?
Of course.
You should look into it.
Of course I am. Huh? But I'm not going to use it this time because I enjoy the scenic drive from here to Macon.
Do the boys help with the driving at all?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
And you get a little snooze on in the back?
Do you sleep?
A little bit. I drive about 80% of the time.
You guys play the alphabet game? That's fun.
No, we don't.
Punch buggy? Fun. How about
we
punch buggy?
We play the arguing game. Move over. Get your feet off of this. Get back there. I don't want the third row seat. Get back there. I'm hungry. Still goes
Who
on.
Provides the snick snacks for the trip?
Yeah, what do you guys have? You stop by and get some McDonald's every couple hours?
That's usually, fun. Yeah.
Do you really?
They get hungry. Oh, they eat like a football team.
But I thought you said John Vaughn's doughy.
Well, he is doughy. That's how you get to be doughy. You eat. Eat and eat.
Yeah, but Greg Vaughn is in good shape, right?
Well, yeah, but they still eat. Oh. When you're in your 20s, you can eat like a horse and not necessarily carry a lot of weight.
I thought some you said people, John Vaughn's doughy, though.
Well, some people can do that. Some people can't.
You ever take the opportunity when you're in a car together for hours, you just kind of look over your shoulder and say, boys, I want you to know I'm proud of you.
Oh, my God, you ought to do that.
Usually it's, boys, if you don't stop fighting right now, I'm going to drop you off, and I'm going to go by myself.
Aren't they in their 20s?
Yes.
And they still fight in the car?
Yes.
And you took them all to Grant's Farm yesterday?
No.
You posted a picture that you were in line at Grant's
Farm. I was walking dogs on the Grant's Trail, walking past
Grant's. I like that Grant's Trail.
Yeah.
How many dogs were you walking? You have one
dog?
Two
now.
You have two? What's your dog?
Inherited one. So I have two now.
What are their names? Bandit, and what's the other one?
Dora.
Nice.
I didn't name it.
No, it's a
just
good
inherited
name.
The dog.
It's the 8 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Ben Fredrickson with us at 8:30, John Mazalek with us at 9:15. Your emails for the Hot Shots email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. A free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots and Misty Plops with a commanding lead as we head down the stretch for the month of May. And what an evening it was, Doug. Thursday night at Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois, when Rhonda, the off-road trucker, Robin fed Larry Nickel to celebrate his graduation from Lewis and Clark Community College.
What did Larry do with the food that had been dropped into his mouth by Mama Bird?
He enjoyed it.
That's right.
Memory, sir.
He
That's
did.
Right.
Yep. He used her saliva to wash it down.
He didn't. He didn't. He spit it out, didn't he?
No, no. He dines upon it.
Yeah. He did, does.
That's
yes,
a thing.
He does.
Robin feeding is to Larry what feet are to Jennings.
It's I don't his think
thing.
So.
It's
think
his
about
thing.
It. He's on the receiving end of a Robin feed, and he's totally, totally 100% ready to go.
Yeah, he wants
and
it.
Then we have to find someone that's going to drop the food in his mouth, and it happened to be an out-of-state trucker
Correct.
Woman.
Mm-hmm. Rhonda, who's and now a member of the... Doug, she's a member of the fan page now. And she was arguing with
Poor
people.
Gal. Just sitting there in Hot Shots. Next thing you know, she's spitting pulled pork into Larry Nickel's mouth.
Happens to the best of them.
It doesn't happen to anyone else but that gal.
Happens at Nobu in Malibu.
I don't think so.
Watch this. Nobu, Nobu, Nobu,
The fact
Nobu.
That we were able to all together, because it was really a team effort. And Doug, you were a big part of it. Tim, everyone, Iggy, Plowsy. But to get that done for our listeners.
Right. You feel good about it.
We still have our fastball.
And Iggy, the whole damn show was over there talking to Lady Beercats. There was a whole
that.
Thing going on.
And it was Larry hitting on the friend.
Anna.
And then Iggy hitting on the married woman.
Right. And Beercats himself just getting cucked like the Dickens.
Yeah, and turning boy. Red.
Rough night for him.
Iggy, did anything happen?
No, I'm a gentleman as always. I don't... They're not into a guy, a single guy.
What?
Doug, what does that mean?
They'd be into a married guy?
I don't know. I'm not married. But I just know that they're not into what I'm used to at Hedo, where... You know, they want a single guy.
And for the more popular MMF?
MM and MF, and then the M watches.
Did Hot Shots have the
so
same kind of
So is he kneeling
feel?
At the end of the bed in some kind of contraption?
One guy was, yeah. And he got mad when I told him to get lost. Spielberg kept directing.
Doug, these cuck situations, they can go wrong.
But they're just a sweet couple. I like hanging out with them. They're fun people.
Did Hot Shots have the same sort of vibe as Hedo? Where you felt like,
no.
You know, I guess maybe something could happen.
No,
here.
Nobody was naked, and there wasn't sex acts going on in the middle of the show.
Oh,
can I saw.
Can I, I want to throw some out. Tell me if I'm on to something. You being around the wife last night, still being a gentleman, right. I don't dispute that, but right. Just kind of being around, kind of like when a forward crashes the net and just kind of hangs around in case there's a loose puck he can cram in. Would you say, in a sense... You were just waiting for the loose puck.
No. No, because I know nothing's going to happen.
I'm giving you the Larry David look right now.
No, I know nothing's going to happen. So I'm not expecting anything, just to hang out, have a beer, and talk, and have fun.
Well, it was fun, Tim. You put on, it was really like a jubilee. It was wonderful.
Doug, it was a celebration of broadcasting.
It didn't feel that way to me.
What?
It felt like we got to do 2 hours here. Let's get a bite to eat and... Let's try not to get too creepy. Okay, would you look at the time?
Actually, Iggy, the beer cats just aren't into creepy old men. Thanks,
no.
That comes from the Veiled
don't
Prophet.
Need to throw
Stop
out.
The Veiled Prophet. They had a fair for him for years.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's it, too. I don't know.
Doug, the same thing happened to me at an Applebee's in Potosi. Minding my own business, eating my asparagus. Next thing you know, I'm working a glory hole for a morning radio show. That's from Mr. Nipples.
They got a nice prison down in Potosi. Very nice jailhouse. So, you know, anything could happen down that way.
Doug, Robin feeding does take place at Nobu, you Philistine. Thanks. That's from Timmy Tomtom.
I don't think it does.
Timmy the Tickler was there. You see him?
Yeah, he's really vile. He's really nasty.
My wife is going to do it next time. I told her she doesn't have an option. Like, Doug doesn't have an option. He's tickler. A bottom.
Boy, that's funny. I'm not even going to suspend him because it's so lame. I'm not even going to write his name in the book anymore.
Tim, what are your thoughts on getting adult film star Kenna James on the program? She's from the area, I believe, and is a Cardinal baseball fan based on the Twitter tweets. That's from the 314. I have to tell you something. I'm not familiar with her. Iggy, are you familiar with her?
I am not. Isn't that the one that somebody earlier said come out of retirement?
Doug, did she come out of retirement?
I
Jordan did that.
Clue.
Yeah, I'm going to the game.
Okay, we don't care if you're going to the game.
Alana Rose was asking questions on Twitter. Advice on men she could use for her next movie.
I can't find her on the Twitter tweets.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah, I don't know what the word is. I feel bad though.
I feel horrible the way this is going.
So what was the first question again?
Yeah.
Especially if she's from here, you think we would know her.
Oh, absolutely you would.
You don't feel good. It's probably like the Royals with Albert Pujols. They're like, wow, he's in our own backyard. You know?
What? How the Royals feel about Albert Pujols?
Right.
They liked him, but they couldn't cheer for him too much because he was on the Cardinals?
I just did a DP.
Kenna James looks like a poker player. A guy. Like a cowboy. I'm not familiar with him either. These are both my bailiwicks. These are my two bailiwicks right now. If we can find a name for somebody who's super self-indulgent, it'd be the trifecta. I don't know what her Twitter handle. It doesn't seem like she has a Twitter handle. Are we right on this? Anybody?
I don't have a clue.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
Kenna James, apparently from St. Louis.
Kenna?
And is a big Cardinal fan.
Jerome James was a player that got a big contract from the Knicks, millions of dollars, and played in like four games. He was a little overweight.
Charlie James was a left fielder for the Cardinals back in the 60s. I think he went to CBC.
Mike James was a reliever with the 2000 Club and was known as the Mayor of Imperial.
Yes, Kenna James, 21, two N's.
Ah.
And there was a James who got 11 points last night. You'd never see Michael Jordan end up with 11 in a playoff.
Nice take. Scream about it if you could. Okay, I found her. I'm getting to the bottom of this. You guys want to talk about the series with the Dodgers or anything?
Boy, this series with the Dodgers. I mean, the Cardinals will go out there and they'll play three. And this is a Dodger club that traditionally has, they'll go ahead and put nine guys on the field. And you better pack a lunch if you expect to come out with a couple of wins at Chavez Ravine. This is a team that, they'll throw some pitchers at you. And I'll tell you what, they got some hitters in the middle of that lineup. So the Cardinals better be ready to go out there and really pull themselves up by the bootstraps. Otherwise, they may just find themselves on the wrong end of a 2-1 or 3-0 series.
What's the latest on Colton Wong's left wing?
Now, he heard a pop in his non-throwing elbow, and he was concerned about it. And he sat out a couple of days, but reported yesterday that he feels a lot better now. So I think we could see Wong. We could see him back in the lineup sometime during this trip or sometime after the trip.
Yes.
Either he'll be back in the lineup during the trip or after the trip.
Are you noticing something with Kenna James, Tim?
No, I'm back in the text inbox. What's the word?
I see no men in any of her...
Oh, she's straight GG?
I think so.
Huh. Interesting. Wonder if she has a gentleman lover in her life. Doug?
How would I know?
Well,
how
sometimes
would I know this?
Women who are married or have a significant other who doesn't want them performing with men only do girl-girl. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I do see a picture of her with a cardinal hat on, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's from St. Louis.
No, it doesn't.
Doug, the wife gave up the butt this morning. Are you proud of me? Thanks. That's from Cam's Limp D.
Cam's Limp D just got himself suspended.
Well, I tip my cap.
He just got himself suspended.
What a way to start a Monday.
A period of 2 days.
That's got to be super uncommon.
His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule, and I'm writing it down with a pen acquired from Wright Business Products. They'll brand any of your business products.
Nice.
Thank you, Wrightsy.
Doug, I just made the turn at St. Louis Country Club. Grandpa who's moved in on his caddy. That's from the 314.
What does that mean? Grandpa has moved.
Why
in
does
on
this
his
happen? Head. Again, if you're going to have sex with your caddy, do it when you're like out on like the 14th or something and you're away from the clubhouse.
Not that close. Yeah, right? You don't want to do it on 1, 10, 18, 9. Yeah, those holes are out.
Well, they're closed on Mondays, so maybe you've got the place to yourself.
Oh, I see.
Okay, now it makes sense.
That's never happened where a guy is a caddy. Not one time in the history of golf has that happened.
I got to tell you, if I had to bet, has it ever happened?
No.
It's probably
had.
I mean, all you have to do is get one time for it to hit, and I have to tell you,
no.
I think I would bet yes.
I would bet no. When they start playing, like the 1500s or something?
When Christopher 1600? Columbus discovered America.
Wasn't here.
You know how they originally Scotland? Played that game with a branch and a boysenberry?
Yep.
The boysenberry would break if you hit it.
Well,
very hard.
It wasn't smooth sailing.
They were still working out the kinks.
Yeah, but that's how it was originally played. Look it up.
Nothing to do with the
branch
caddies.
And a boysenberry.
Grandpa.
And apparently, the inventors of the game disappeared into the brush one day.
Now, do I think a grandfather?
No,
I don't know. I don't know on that. But in the history of golf, Has a gentleman ever hooked up with his caddy on the course? I'd have to say yes.
I'm saying no. It's never happened. I'm saying it has never happened.
I can't wait to watch Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp yell at each other over this topic. And LeBron.
I saw the stat the other day that Skip Bayless in the 18 markets in the United States has a rating of 0.0.
Yeah, Richard Deitch's tweets after he sends out one of his hackneyed LeBron things. My favorite thing doing on Twitter. minus Keisha Gray's tweet storms.
And he's making like $6 million a year, though, so he's the one laughing.
Guys, if your wife farts during sex, do you stop or continue? Thanks. That's from Timmy the Tickler. It's a good question. Well, we have a lot of poll questions. We should be doing the DB's exit poll today with these kinds of questions.
He's too much. He tries too hard.
That's one thing we're not guilty of.
It's easy to be vile. It doesn't take much imagination.
That's why you like Will Smith, right? Stuff. You like Will Smith because he raps clean. You don't have to be vile.
You don't have to be.
You don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time.
I know.
Guys, I was at a golf scramble yesterday, and there were three separate occasions of caddy, golfer, digital play in a cornfield.
There wasn't, ever.
Mr. Nipples.
There wasn't.
Well, Mr. Nipples said it's not like he's going to lie.
Do you know of a golf course around here with a cornfield next to it? I don't.
I think Anbrier. Doesn't that have corn next to it? It was out there last week, twice.
I don't know. God, I didn't see any big corn.
Let me tell
fields.
You something. That's a great course. Holy
it
moly.
Is. It it's really a snootful. Is.
Yeah. It's like two different golf courses in one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that course.
Grimy from South County answering Timmy the Tickler's question. I continue for sure. I plug up my nose and I continue for sure.
Okay, we didn't need that.
I broke up with a girl once because she farted too much.
Okay, that's enough.
Did you really? Was this Helmsley?
That was gross. She just walked
Leona Helmsley.
Oh, I said, that's enough. Out. I'm done.
Is that Judy Tenuta?
No, just some broad.
Just some broad.
Judy Tenuta.
He's friends with Judy Tenuta. He was in a movie with her or something, right?
No, it was supposed to be, but I didn't show up.
You decided not to be in the movie?
It was hanging in Hedo. I was going to be an extra in the weight room and the workout room, and I just didn't want to get up that early, so I didn't go.
Do you regret it now?
No, I don't even know if the movie came out.
Well, I'm Googling
straight
it
to,
right now.
Straight to video, you think?
It's on video.
I thought it was her and Sherman Helmsley, and you were going to be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't get up to go to the scene.
Come on,
did you
wake
have
up
a, did you have a speaking part?
I did have, I think, one or two words.
They?
I think it was something like stop it or get out or something. I don't know. I don't even
how
know what the whole premise of the scene was.
You think they were upset that you didn't show up, the director?
There it is, right. Hanging in Hedo.
It was there. And how is it doing?
I guess it's there.
They just brought a bunch of guests in as extras in the weight room, and I just want to know part. I think the midget was in there.
Of course.
Well, we prefer to be called little people.
Tracy Bingham.
The little guy was in there. Tracy Bingham from Baywatch.
Tracy Bingham. Stephanie I find it
Brown.
As absolutely beautiful.
She
but
was.
There must be something doing because she never really got to be like a superstar. She was on Baywatch, wasn't she? Doug, what? Just Baywatch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's first African-American on Baywatch.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, she wouldn't come to the hot tub with us, though.
So. Why not?
I don't know. I asked her that. Well,
yes, nicely.
They used to have a nude slide there. They've shut it down.
A nude
since.
Or new?
Nude.
You had to be naked to get on the slide?
Well, you didn't have to, but they wanted you to.
Right. If you were raised
this
right.
This is interesting. Ron Hunt, local guy,
yeah, Rittner.
Who got hit by a lot of pitches, is listed as a writer. I don't think it's the same Ron Hunt.
He was a writer, director. One. He financed it and then didn't pay anybody.
Greg Canizaro.
Greg Gazinski was with Channel 2 in the 1980s.
Chris Canizaro was a catcher. So maybe he and Ron Hunt got together, you know, during a doubleheader and decided to make this film.
I think Ron Hunt owned 5 or 6 strip clubs on the East Coast.
Not the baseball player, though.
No, the guy who did Hangin' in Hedo, and they didn't pay people, and he was a shady dude.
Well, so it didn't matter if you were in the movie or not. You wouldn't have got your check.
So Judy Tenuta, Tracy Bingham, Sherman Helmsley, and you, Iggy. But you skipped the shoot.
And there was a small person who said he was related to Owen Schroyer, Dustin Schroyer.
Owen Schroyer was an intern here. It was a friend of John Vaughn's growing up.
He was a board op. But what the little guy?
Mini me.
Yeah.
Mini
me. Name?
Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer.
Troyer. Owen Schroyer. Vern Troyer.
He said he was related to him, but no, I didn't. I was going to be in the scene in the workout room, and I just, we were up late that night, and I just didn't make it. I didn't want to get up at 6 o'clock to go film this thing. I wasn't getting paid for it.
So did you see Tracy Bingham?
Yes.
How did she look?
We were hot.
She's beautiful.
There's a picture of me and her. I'll find it.
Yeah, let's see it. Get that up on the fan pit.
That'll go over well. But the nude slide went around the prude pool, but then it ended up right in front of the disco.
Okay.
Splash pool is in front of the disco.
They're sliding down a slicker slide, completely naked, right through the prude site.
Into the disco.
Into the splash pool, which is right the exit of the disco.
Is it the exit, Doug? Not the entry of the disco, the exit.
Did you ever go down the nude slide, guy?
Oh, all the time. It was fun. But as we came out one night, there's Judy Tenuta.
I bet there's a vicious strain of herpes just lurking right at the turn.
Probably so.
And Tracy Bingham came out of the disco. She goes, look at all the nude people. And I said, come on, we're going to the hot tub, Tracy. You want to go? She goes, I'm not getting naked. I said, why? You didn't Playboy.
Yeah, how'd she respond to that?
She said, I got paid for that. I said, well, I'll give you a few bucks. You want to come down to the hot tub?
Nice.
She just laughed and didn't come down.
Was out to get you.
She must have expected that if she was in Hedo.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to get naked. They just did their filming. I didn't see them other than dinner, and Helmsley was all over the place. Helmsley's like calling me every night.
Jefferson, Doug.
What are we doing tonight, Iggy? What are we doing tonight? I'm going to dinner. I don't know what you're doing.
What pullover do you have on?
Pardon me?
What pullover do you have on?
It's one of the throwback 590s.
Yeah. Memory. Ba-da-da-da.
Judy was upset. I didn't know who she was at first. I just said, oh, you're that chick that plays the accordion. Ba-da-da. And she wasn't happy that I didn't remember her name. She thought she was a big star.
She did.
So that ruined your
chances. She brokering sports talk radio anywhere. Doug, Justin in Columbia writing in, Iggy, she probably wouldn't come to the hot tub with you because even at Hedo, with the people banging 2 feet away, you somehow managed to creep her out. Thanks. That's Justin, and he's in Columbia.
All right, knock it off, Justin.
I don't believe that was the case, but she just didn't want to come get naked with a bunch of other people that she didn't know.
Hey, Iggy, nice story. I'm sure it's 100% true. That's from Brandon in St. Charles.
Okay, Brandon.
Yep.
Iggy, keep it down, you prolapsed anus. That's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll. Shut the F up, Iggy. No one believes your stories.
Yes, we do.
When my girl farts during sex, I pause, then I continue.
Okay.
That's from the 314. Sex questions for Tim from Timmy the Tickler. What's the protocol for dingleberries? Is there a protocol? Like how you like replace a divot?
I don't think so.
I mean, isn't that a I'm going to tap out situation? Yeah, I'm going to tap out.
I think it might be.
Yeah. Timmy the Tickler really has a lot of questions this morning, Doug. He's gotten a few in, but now we have questions for Ben Fredrickson, and he joins us right now. And I'll tell you what he is. He's presented by 314 Sports. Doug, you know anything about 314 Sports?
Well, it's a great indoor batting facility for your softball or baseball player. State-of-the-art training center. It's also a baseball tournament company, and it's the home of the St. Louis Redbirds Baseball Club.
Wow.
314 Training Academy, also your one-stop shop for summer camps. And it's just $99 for the four-day camps. It's the best deal in town. Plus, you can add on afternoons and Fridays. Boys and girls ages 5 to 14 get access to the entire training facility, and the camps are run by their team of certified instructors. You're saying, okay, when does it start?
Yeah.
Well, camps start June 5th, and they fill up fast, so register now. Groups of five will be offered great discounts. If you mention that you heard it right here, you get a special discount if you say that I sent you there. Baseball camps at 314 Training Academy are right off the Strassner Drive in Brentwood. It's a great weekly activity for teams of all ages. Here's their website, 314sports.com.
Well, 314 Sports makes Ben Fredrickson possible Monday mornings here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good to hear from you, sir. Hey, the Cardinals finish off the homestand 3-5. Doug, is that what you had it at?
3-5, yeah.
2 against the Cubs, 1 against the Giants, and now head on the road to face 2 of the better teams record-wise, anyway, in the National League with 3 against the Dodgers, and they get Kershaw, and they get Rich Hill and his blister and Kenta Maeda, and then against the Rockies, who are playing some good baseball out of the gate this season. How do you assess what we saw this past homestand from the Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, mixes some good and some bad. I think they're frustrating, I think, for fans that they still haven't been able to figure out a way to win more than they win more games than they don't at home. I mean, that's still going to be a story as it continues to kind of happen. There's 12-13 at Busch Stadium this season, 38-43 there last year. Eight teams this year have a losing record at home. The Cardinals are one of them, which is still kind of hard to wrap your brain around. But, I mean, the good has been the starting pitching, and we saw some great starting pitching during this homestand. I mean, Carlos Martinez had probably, if you go through starting pitching performances that result in a loss, had one of the best you're going to be able to find. I mean, talk about 9 innings, 2 hits, and he doesn't end up getting the win. That's kind of going to be the story of this team, I think. If their starting pitching is this good, it can take them everywhere they want to go, but they're going to could potentially end up kicking themselves because they don't come up with enough offense or enough good defense to help these starters out, because right now this looks like the best rotation in baseball.
And part of that is Adam Wainwright, who's been very good over his last few starts. He looks like the Wainwright of old. Do you think that's the direction he's going to continue in, or do you think there could be some regression?
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's going to give you 7 scoreless innings every time he goes out there, but he's given you 13 and a third of what, you know, 1-run balls those last 2 starts. I think it's smart that he's moved away from the cutter. It wasn't working, so he put it on the shelf, and he's kind of relying on his fastball and curve, and it seems to be working. I mean, Wainwright was a guy who I said, you know, he could be this team's, after his rocky start, he could be this team's 5th starter, and that's not necessarily a knock on him. I mean, with the way these other guys are pitching, to have Adam Wainwright be, maybe he isn't number 2 anymore, maybe he's not even number 3, but to have Adam Wainwright be Adam Wainwright-like with the rest of these guys doing what they're doing, that's a potent bunch. And I know that he's, I mean, Jim, you know, I mean, he's pitching to prove these people wrong. And I certainly wasn't one of the ones who thought he was ready to be pushed into the bullpen, but I would be lying if I said I expected him to go out and pitch like he did his last time out. So if he can keep that up, then we won't be talking about him being the 5th starter either. We'll talk about him being the number 2, which is what he should be, and he thinks he's the ace, and he's pitched like it the last 2 times out.
I think the frustrating thing watching the team is they continue to be plagued by the occasional mental lapse. Ed Bowman had a play at the plate and went to first base, and Diaz had a play at the plate and went to third base. Both times it was a lead runner crossing the plate. Had Carpenter trying to get a triple to lead off an inning and thrown out there. I don't know how you fix that. I mean, those are snap second decisions. I don't know that coaching or anything can fix that, and it's been something that's plagued him for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the errors, look at their record in games they don't commit an error. And it's pretty easy to see what the recipe for them to win is. They have to get good starting pitching, and they have to not shoot themselves in the foot. It's easier for them to get good starting pitching than it is to not shoot themselves in the foot. The thing that makes me just want to pull my hair out is Carpenter's base running. I mean, Matt's an outstanding baseball player, and I don't think anybody here would disagree with that. But, man, he's not a good base runner. So I don't know why he continues to try to put himself in these spots. I mean, Stats keeps track of unforced base running errors, right? He's got 7, which is 2nd most in the majors for a guy who's not going to go out and steal and isn't considered, you know, fast on the base pass. And most of them have come from trying to take an extra base. And the Cardinals have actually improved their base running this season from it was terrible last year. But when you have some head-scratching mistakes like Carpenter tends to make, it kind of overshadows the fact that they're actually better. That's one I can't get. I mean, defense errors are going to happen. This team's not going to be, you know, a stellar defensive team. It's good enough to be an okay defensive team, and it can win games with that, just making the plays it needs to make. But for Carpenter on the base pass, I don't know if someone needs to sit him down and tell him, look, we want to rethink what you're doing here or what. But because whatever's going on, it's just continuing, and it's giving outs away, and it saw affect them in a huge way this weekend.
The Cardinals were pretty honest what they said in the wake of the trade of Matt Adams to Atlanta for low-level infield product. They basically said we needed roster space. We needed to give Mike Matheny more flexibility with the 40-man and such. And I think sort of like Colton Wong was, Matt Adams kind of divisive in terms of how fans feel about him. I think when they stuck him out in left field, they didn't do him any favors. It's certainly not his fault that he's not a left fielder. What do you think he can be?
Yeah, I think he can be a starting first baseman somewhere. And this shot in Atlanta should give him a chance to prove that. Maybe not with the Braves. I mean, Freddie Freeman is coming back, right? But he's going to get a month or two of playing time, regular starts there, where he can prove that he might be somebody that somebody wants to add at the trade deadline. He just wasn't going to get – Unless Matt Carpenter got hurt, he wasn't going to get that chance in St. Louis anymore, and the roster is kind of stacked against him. I think the Cardinals, in some ways, kind of tried to make things right for Matt in this trade. And I'm not arguing that that was a good move on their part. I mean, you dealt away a productive guy off the bench who was a pretty solid backup first baseman to get a guy, a prospect, that is not going to help you at all this season. So I understand the people who are frustrated by that. What I don't understand are the people who kind of turned against Matt Adams. I mean, Matt Adams is a guy who's done everything the Cardinals have asked him. He completely overhauled his body. He played well when he got the opportunities, and he was able to really succeed in a pinch hitting role that's really hard. I mean, he was a plus pinch hitter, and that's not an easy job. So I think there's a chance that they'll miss him off the bench in terms of his bat. But I'm happy for him that he gets a chance to maybe show what he can do with Freddie Freeman out in Atlanta. I'd like to see, you know, what it turns into. We should finally get an answer now of what Matt Adams could be, because this is his chance to prove it.
Do you know much about the guy they got for him? Is he a prospect they think highly of?
Yeah, I did some. They got him in Peoria already. You know, he has a bit of an offensive upside. I think they'd like to see some more power from him. He was a Venezuelan kid that got a pretty significant signing bonus. Is Juan Yepes, I believe, and I might not be pronouncing that last name correctly, but. I think they like his offensive upside. I think his defense at third has been a rocky transition. He's more recently been a third baseman. I think he was a first baseman, and they switched him over. So we'll see how the Cardinals tend to view him, if they want to keep him at third or maybe move him back to first. But you know, there's certainly any guy who gets a signing bonus like he got, it's worth a look. It raises your eyebrows a little bit. He's really young too. So you know, he could still be you know, far away from his prime. So I don't hate it, and you really can't judge a trade like this until you see what the guy turns into, right? But on the surface, for this season, you traded away a guy who could help your team in Matt Adams for a guy that won't be able to help it this year. So if you're talking about contending this year, the trade doesn't help. If this guy turns into something, you might look at it a little bit differently down the line.
This season we've seen really bad, really good, really bad. I mean, after starting the season at 3-9, they went on a run. They were winning tight ball games. They were winning some at home. They were certainly winning on the road. My question to you, sir, is which Cardinal team is this? Is it the one that's going to play well, or are we going to continue to see the huge swings, ups and downs?
Well, I mean, we kind of did this game last year, right? You know, I thought we were talking about what's this team like? What's the identity of this team? And by the time we decided they didn't really have one, it was, you know, the season was more than halfway over. I think this team is a team that has outstanding starting pitching, and that if it can find a way to, you know, shore up some of its lapses, whether it's on the base pad or defensively, then it can go on runs. I don't know that they're going to be consistent enough defensively or offensively with the roster they have right now in order to just be, you know, an outstanding team for an entire season. I think they're going to be a little streaky, and that's what we're seeing so far. As long as the starting pitching holds up, they should win more games than they should lose. And I think when you look at the division with how they played against the Brewers and also how they played against the Cubs, and the fact that the Cubs starting pitching can be a bit of a mess at times, I think they have to like where they sit in the division. I guess my question would be, at some point, the defense is what it is, and I think the outfield defense should get better now that guys are starting to get healthy. We still haven't really seen that group play every day consistently for a while, the three guys out there, but I wonder if at some point you try to bring in somebody with a little bit more power to try to add some pop to the lineup. I know that's not the build of this team, but they could still use somebody with a bit more of a spark offensively. Jed Jericho can't do it all by himself. Maybe Tommy Pham can turn into that guy, but he's just not going to be getting enough starts. I wonder if at some point they try to upgrade the offense with somebody who can drive in some more runs.
They got Peralta back this weekend, and he said on Friday that he admitted it would be tough for him to take a bench role. How do you suppose he'll use him moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I'm talking to Peralta, I tell him, okay, we don't want you to be happy in a bench role. Try to play your way out of it. But that's what he's going to be unless Jed Jericho stumbles or goes down with an injury or slumps, and he is prone to slumps at times, or if Aledmys Diaz, I mean, Johnny can play more than one position, so I guess I understand why you want to give Johnny another chance, right? I mean, he's a veteran guy, he's done it before, you're already paying him, so you might as well at least see what he can do now that he's got this illness out of his system. He knew he wasn't going to come back to a starting spot with the way Jed Driscoll has played. All he has to do is look. But he can – and he went 3-for-3 in his first opportunities as a pinch hitter. So maybe that can carve out a little bit of a role there. And seasons past have taught us that there's always going to be injuries. So if he can play a smooth defense and hit, then he's a guy who could step into that spot if somebody goes down for a period of time. I'm not convinced that Peralta ends the season on this team because there are some minor leaguers who could use that, who might be able to add a spark in that bench spot as well. But I understand why they're going to give him a chance. And to his credit, you know, this first weekend back, he made the most of it.
Ben Fredrickson, brought to you by 314 Sports here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Ben, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
See you, Ben.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Have a good day.
Ben Fredrickson, right, thank you, on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Bud Select is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. When we're out about having events, it's brought to you by Bud Select. Doug, have a cold, frosty one. Oh, my.
Okay.
Do it.
Well, yeah.
You will?
Well, yeah, not really. 8:45 in the morning, a little early, but maybe later in the day.
Doug, sure. The Predators, who ended the Blues season, what do I got that, 15 days ago? 15 days?
I don't know how many days ago it was.
They are one win away from advancing to their first ever Stanley Cup final, and the Pittsburgh Penguins by beating the Senators by a touchdown.
Oh, I see what you did. That's more of a football score.
Yeah, now I can do that stuff.
Okay.
Can do that stuff. They are one win away from the Stanley Cup.
Don't count out America's team.
Ottawa.
Yeah.
But the fans in Nashville have put together a little song to get their fan base fired up.
I'd love to hear it.
Plow Dodger, do you have this at your disposal?
Yeah, and this isn't like our typical songs that we have. This one is new age, just a bunch of bass with the same three or four words peppered in there. The video is good. I like as well.
That. Maybe we can remember the words if that's the case. Go ahead and hit the music. What was that? What was that word?
This song is called, like, Bangarang, and it has their mascot dancing with, like, yeah, it's...
people.
Doug, if you're rolling balls right now, you feel tingling in your spine, and you're grinding your teeth.
I think this is a diss to Katy Perry. Can you pick up on
I
that?
I think it's a diss track.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the song. I don't like the song.
Pretty sick.
I want a team song that the fans can sing along with.
Oh, they can like, sing this.
Waka, 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 waka.
Then the Cubs have a great one. Got the whole stadium singing that. Easy. You can't sing along to that thing.
So now you think the Ducks will come back and win the series?
I think this could be the tipping point.
Yeah.
You put out a diss track like that that's poorly put together, and, you know, good luck to your squad.
You sing the Cubs song?
I don't sing it, but it's a nice song.
I don't care for it.
Why? If you're a Cubs fan, you'd love it.
Well, I'm not saying that, but
go
I'm not.
Cubs,
and so they always sing that when they win. And
right.
I'm usually there for a tilt of professional athletes, Cardinals, Cubs, and that would mean the Cardinals lost, and that makes me sad, Doug.
Okay, well, I can...
And those Cubs fans will try to rub your nose in it. We got you!
That's what they say to you?
Yeah, we got you!
I don't think they say that.
Tim, you can have my apartment in L.A. this week. Me and my beard can sleep on the street. You're the best. That's from Hollywood Jack.
He's new.
Doug, you're having a good gong strike. Lemming.
Well, I feel like the Lemmings gong is in a good spot right now. It's no outdoors.
You're striking it
seem to,
like a champ.
Doesn't seem to work well.
Guys, good to see the Kevin Demoff got some consulting work for the Predators. Thanks, that's from Carlos Spicy Wiener.
You know, boy, these Rascal Flatts guys are good. Can't hear the song, but you can see they're showmen.
Yeah, Prod Joe points out the Cardinals have not won a World Series game at Busch Stadium since Rascal Flatts performed the national anthem before Game 4 of the 2013 World Series.
He believes they soiled the stadium?
He did. He said, we will look back on this as the curse of Rascal Flatts. And you know what? So far, he couldn't be more right.
I don't know that that's the case.
How old's that lead singer?
He just can't shed about 25 pounds, and I guess he's happy, maybe more than that. I guess he's happy with it. I mean, it's working for him.
Sure. Look where he is. Look where we are.
Right.
He's not young, right? He's got to be.
Doug, how old is the lead singer of Rascal Flatts?
Late 30s, maybe?
I'm going to say mid-40s.
I'm going to put action on 44. Let me get to the. What's his name? I'll look at. Let me get his.
His name is Kent Tecolvi.
Kent Tecolvi.
Kent Tecolvi.
He was with the Pirates, and he wore one of those engineer hats.
Oh, he threw sidearm, too. He was nasty there for a while. He threw sidearm.
Doug, is that Gary LaVox?
I don't know what his name is.
Rascal Flatts, an American 30, country music.
38, 39, maybe.
Gary LaRock is in the...
Gary LaVox is 46.
Is he really?
46, and he ruined Cardinal baseball.
He didn't.
Producer Joe says so.
Look at the crowd going wild, though. You know what they could use is like a kid with a backpack just to spruce up the stage show.
Watch this. Swish, swish, bish. And then in her second performance, Katy Perry with... Doug, did you see the Migos?
No.
Do you say Migos or the Migos?
I don't say either one.
And they ate food off of her.
Oh, wow. I guess that was some message that people need to be more free with their food eating. I'm sure it sent a big message to someone that I'm Katy Perry, and if people eat food off me, that shows that I am really making a difference.
It says to me, I mean, if you're going to be honest about it, I'm not afraid to be...
Bon Appetit, the name of the
serving
song.
Tray. I'm not afraid to be a serving tray, and neither should you if that's how you feel.
Okay.
Bon Appetit was the name of the song. She said the song Swish Swish was a liberation from bullying, and Bon Appetit was a liberation of sexuality.
Okay, knock it off.
She's doing a lot of liberating, Doug. And you know what she's doing? She's breaking down barriers that divide us. And you always attack the people with a positive message.
Yep.
She's trying to make cash. That's what she's doing.
People that want to make change for the better sometimes face antagonism from people like you. Mm-hmm.
She was at the Saturday Night Live after party. And I heard Stern talking about this, so now I have to talk about it as a hackneyed...
Well, he was probably there and you were not.
Well, no, he was reading from the New York Post.
Right. He has a New York invited. Post. You don't.
I was invited, though. I was invited. Couldn't get up there this weekend. That Colin Jost was making out with ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson. How about that dish?
Okay, and who was making out with her?
Colin Jost.
Is he one of the news guys?
That's right. Weekend Update.
Okay.
Michael Che, Colin Jost.
Yeah.
And apparently... they were PDAing at the Saturday Night Live after party, and then there's a picture of Katy Perry at the Saturday Night Live after party, and in her right hand, she has a piece of pepperoni pizza folded up, New York style. Mm-hmm. The Cat, you approve of that, I assume?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Best
and
pizza
then,
in the world.
And then in her left hand, and Iggy, you'd appreciate this, she had a dart. So she's got a piece of pizza in her right hand and a cigarette.
I wonder what that meant. I'm sure it sent a strong social message to somebody.
Maybe she's just liberating people left and right and breaking down barriers, and she decided to treat herself with a slice and a smoke. Right.
Slice and a smoke, Jeff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We should open a little joint called slice and a smoke.
Even I've never smoked while eating. Never.
Yeah, that's rough. Usually, isn't the move to like have a big meal and then wash it down with a cigarette? That was the thing. When I was at the University of Missouri, that's what all the kids were doing. They would smoke like the Dickens, but it would be after a meal or while having booze.
Yeah, I get
not
that.
While you're eating. Yeah, not while like inhale pizza, inhale dart, inhale pizza. Mm-hmm. Inhale dart.
So
that's rough.
How old is Scarlett Johansson?
Doug, how old is Scarlett Johansson and Gary LaVox?
She's got to be 40, right?
Is she that old?
You think she's 40?
I thought 35-ish.
I would get 35.
I'm going to make a plan 33.
But I mean,
get to the bottom of it.
It's still like a high school party where you go and you have a few beers and you make out with someone.
Doug, she'll be 33 in November.
Okay.
Tim was right again. Good. You and I were high.
I notice you don't point out when someone else is right, just Tim. You know what that makes you?
Well,
an Uber Lemming.
I'll point it out.
Uber Lemming.
When somebody other than Tim is right, I'll point it out.
Cut that off. Plow Dodger. So anyway, how about that dish? Like we have hot shot TMA lives. It's
we have a trucker woman.
We have an off-road trucker, Robin Feed, our wrestling reporter. So it's very similar to being in Midtown Manhattan. For Scarlett Johansson. And Katy Perry said that ScarJo is her muse for her androgynous haircut. Oh, my. Listen to this dish I have.
Yeah.
Those are two brave women.
I'm just so proud of their bravery.
Yeah.
Because they are breaking down barriers. Let's be sure about that. Thank no God. One has ever had their hair cut before.
Susan Powder, we already talked about.
Mm-hmm. But it never meant anything until Katy Perry did it.
Thank
now
you for
it's
saying
meaningful.
It.
Give me a break.
Swish, swish, bish.
Sometimes you break down barriers, you just need to have a slice and a smoke or make out with some random cast member.
Sometimes you just get a bad haircut, that's all.
Who's she banging this week?
Doug?
Oh.
Katy Perry. It's usually somebody different every month.
She was with Orlando Bloom, and she shaved her head after the breakup.
Boy, now that's got to mean something, too.
Mine was I stopped taking Propecia for 6 months, and then hair stopped growing. That's why I took a stand.
Right. Well, yours was all about you. Hers is, I'm sure, about the little people.
Helping people to realize mm-hmm. that...
Less fortunate.
Embrace yourself when a relationship goes the wrong way. Embrace yourself. Be who you are. Yeah.
She wouldn't just
shave your head. Grab some za.
She wouldn't just get a haircut to draw attention to herself and her career to make
not.
More money. That
of course
wasn't
not.
About that. No.
Guys, smoking a dart whilst... Excuse me. And in van, too. One. Smoking a dart whilst eating pizza is what the pros call the Nixie. That's from the Dogtown Astro van. Has
well,
Larry,
I can see that.
Yeah. He
I
seems to just
that.
Dig in, and he really likes a jalapeno pie, Doug. And then he'll have a cigarette.
And he just stood next to the friend of Beercat's yep. wife. Not even talking or engaging, just standing too close for comfort.
Right. Just to show that he was available. I think that's what that was about. I can't imagine sitting there eating pizza that tastes so good and having a cigarette going at the same time.
Yeah, that's rough.
Mm. But I'm sure there was a social message behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's a meaning behind it somehow.
Yeah.
Iggy, does it bother you when you make out with fellow smokers? As a smoker, does it not faze you? Do you even
no,
not
I
notice
can't.
It?
No. No, I can't taste it because I'm smoking too. But you know, I get self-conscious around people that don't smoke because I just feel like.
Are you self-conscious around Doug right now?
No, because he's used to. I'm sure the whole place smells like chewing tobacco and cigarettes in here.
Mostly, but I put a lid on mine, so mostly it's the cigarette.
Yeah, there's a spittoon lid.
No, that's why I don't smoke in my house because it's not fair to people that come into my house that don't smoke. So I always smoke outside. But you know, like Thursday at the remote. I'm sure smoking all day, outside sweating, I'm sure that wasn't a pleasant sight to be around me Thursday night, but nothing you can do. If you smoke, you smoke.
You think that ruined it for Lady Beercats?
No, I'm sure there were many other factors that went into that.
Guys, the Katy Perry song is about eating Swedish fish with former WCW president Eric Bischoff. I didn't know that.
No,
don't read
either.
Too much into it. It's pretty obvious. Thanks. That's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff.
Thank you, Jack. Makes sense now. Maybe it wasn't about barriers, Doug. Maybe I had that wrong.
Yeah, these people are really deep thinkers.
The Sildenafil 8 o'clock hour, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Ryan Kelly's the title sponsor of the show, and I need to drive something home to our audience. You need to do business with Ryan Kelly.
Well, that's what I would do, but only do it if you'd like to save money. If you'd like to waste money, don't give him a don't give him a jingle.
Yeah.
If you'd like to save some money, you got a mortgage and you're in the,
swish,
you're in
swish,
the fours,
swish.
You're in the fives. And I don't want to go through the hassle. I don't want to go through every. Well, stop it and save some money, would you please? Give Ryan Kelly a call. He can get you refinanced. It's not a big hassle. It doesn't take a long time. It doesn't cost you anything. And you can save tons of money, perhaps tens of thousands of dollars, yeah. literally, over the life of a 30-year loan. So Ryan Kelly is certainly the guy that can help make all of that happen. You think everyone's refinanced by now? Well, they haven't. I was talking to Ryan about why a lot of people haven't refinanced yet. He said one of the biggest reasons, they don't think their home is going to appraise high enough. But home values are skyrocketing right now, so maybe even if you've tried in the past
8%,
and,
8%.
Your house didn't appraise highly enough, it will now. Plus, Ryan Kelly closes loans all the time without even needing an appraisal. So Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team want you to know that they work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781.
What?
Call Ryan at 314-781-9700.
Nice.
Or you can visit his website, thehomeloanexpert.com.
During Cardinal road trips this season, the cattle be on the move with Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental. Penske Moving Trucks. Just look for the big gold trucks. The big gold trucks. John Mozeliak going to join us at 9:15. Your emails for the Hot Shots email of the day. What did you think of Katy Perry's performance? And has she liberated you? The morning after at InsideSTL.com. And LeBron and 11 points. Is he the most overrated basketball player in the history of the NBA? 855-282-8255. The Predators theme song, insulting to fans of country music in Nashville? Will it cost them the Western Conference Finals? We'll tell you coming up after the break. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After.